Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And this is ZD Donahue.
Is it?
It is. I showed up. I'm here.
Yes. I walked into the studio and Mom was already in here. And like the way I was walking in, I couldn't see what was on the cutting table. There might be like a little bit of stuff at the edge of the cutting table. But I could see this bright orange glow coming up and reflecting off of her skin. Mm-hmm. Like I could tell that you were cutting out this like day glow orange fabric, but I couldn't even see the fabric.
It's MoDOT orange. MoDOT. Missouri Department of Transportation orange is what I call it.
Yeah, so That's our Department of Transportation.
Right, it's MoDOT.
Could be like ILDOT for you.
So what I'm doing.
ASDOT?
Is making warning flags.
So very appropriate color.
Right, because we are going to transport a wide load. And there's a difference between a wide load, I've learned, and an oversized load.
That's right.
There's a difference. And you have to have a permit. And you have to have $750,000 worth of insurance.
Mm. Like, you know, somebody's out there podcasting about this while we're podcasting about sewing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
How to tow your gigantic
boat. But anyway, my husband said, you need to secure some 18-inch, like, orange flags. And I'm like, I got that fabric.
Where did someone donate that or, drop it off?
We had it from when we costumed for Gene.
Oh, it was a costume.
It was,
okay.
Yeah, some little kids, I can't remember, but we had the yellow and then that lime, you know, like chartreuse color.
Yeah, you know, okay.
All those colors.
A little alarm bell went off in my mind when I said, did someone donate that? Because what it made it sound like was that the shop would receive donations, and then ZD or Mallory would take it and do personal stuff with it. That's not what I mean. I mean, sometimes
right.
I would come into the shop maybe 3 hours after it opened, like another
right.
person to open the store, an employee, Sam, maybe, right. anybody, and they'd be like,
blame it on Sam.
Yeah, just blame it on Sam. I'm just going to name Sam. Hey, Sam. And they'd be like, this person came in and dropped off all this fabric and said that we could do whatever we wanted with it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God.
You can be happy. No, sometimes you're like, no.
Like, why? I had a woman. I made her go back to her car.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, I've got all this stuff. She was walking into the box. I was like, no, we don't just take things. Please
right.
get away from me. Like,
well, because part of what would happen is if we didn't have someplace where we knew we
yeah.
were going. I mean, we donated a lot of that stuff. You know, our people would call up and say,
well,
I've got all this. Can't you donate it? And we could call up, you know, the Girl Scouts or
yes.
the 4-H or whatever. The hospital people
mm-hmm.
are making, you know, stuffed toys and pillowcases.
But, like,
for
I didn't feel like I needed to be the
right.
the courier.
And but if we were actively, or we did the read bags.
The read bags.
You know, if we were actively doing something, it wasn't a big deal. And every once in a while, somebody did bring in something really cool. But, you know, sometimes, of course, it would.
No, sometimes.
Smell like smoke.
Oh,
it would have, you know, mouse poop in it.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Obviously,
so
someone
glad.
Died and they're trying to get rid
yes.
of the crap. That's what it is, you know.
So occasionally that would happen.
Yes.
Anywho.
Well, and costuming, we donate it to the high schools and stuff.
Oh,
costuming.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, yeah. thanks for dropping off 6 boxes of things. I have an event in an hour, and
right.
now I have to, like, figure out where to put
now
it.
Now we have your smoky rat
poop. Yeah, now
poop.
We have your
yeah,
yes.
boxes
smoky,
in our shop.
I love it. Smoky rat
poop.
That's
be.
A ZD Sewing Studio you know, signature fragrance.
Somebody asked this last week, I think, on, I think it was our... Who knows where it was? But it was someplace where I read on the interwebs.
Somewhere on the interwebs,
yes.
someone wrote.
Someone said, how do I get rid of the smoky smell?
Yeah, someone did ask about
you know,
that
and,
in our group.
And, you know, I already washed it. It didn't work. I did this. I did that. Honestly, sunlight and air is the best
yeah.
thing you can do.
So it was a vintage piece. They bought
right.
like a garment.
Right.
Okay. And it was a vintage garment they got from somebody. And she was like, she said, I'm really disappointed because the seller didn't specify.
Yeah, she purchased it. That's right.
And she said the seller didn't specify that that the seller smoked. And
she
I was
probably
like,
doesn't
oh.
know it smells like smoke.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. But okay. So,
I want to wait before we move on. You know, we recommend the vodka a lot
right.
for deodorization.
Right.
But that's not going to cut it on the smoke.
Nope.
Because that's like a particle.
Right. And usually it's like oil-based even a lot of times. Tar is what it is. You're smelling the tar. So the most recent boat we bought, I'm laughing because we went on like a boat binge.
They're trying to find the perfect boat.
We did. We have finally. So we bought the perfect boat. But, okay, they had put some sort of deodorizer in it.
Uh-huh.
And kind of worried me at first. You know, I'm checking to make sure they're not trying to cover anything up. I just think this person, for some reason,
thought
liked deodorizer.
Was like
okay.
A good idea, yeah.
So.
People like it.
The V-Berth has like almost like an upholstered cover. And actually, so does the mid-berth. You know, these upholstered covers that you want to keep. They were custom made. You know, they were nice. They were in real good shape. And they smell like this perfume. Ugh. You know, like Febreze-ish, right?
I can't, yeah.
Well, a lot of those things are often oil-based.
Yeah.
So they hang in the fibers, okay? And I brought them home, and I washed, and I washed, and I washed. And what really got them out is I finally hung them outside. Right, and it was it took two windy, sunny, warm days.
Yeah.
You know, and one was like a mattress pad cover. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I can smell everything.
The vodka, I just want to, we've talked about it before, but vodka, the reason we like it is it kills bacteria.
Right,
so
it's bacteria killer.
Yeah, we're telling you that after a night.
And mold.
Yeah. Yes. So after like a night on stage, if you can't launder that leotard.
Right.
Or an afternoon on stage, if you can't launder that leotard between the 2 p.m. show and the 7 p.m. show. Spray the crotch and armpits with vodka to keep the bacteria down. But, like, if there is deodorant residue or, you know, somebody smokes in their costume, just hit them. But, you know.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
Yes. So vodka is not going to take away something like
right.
tar.
Especially if it's oil-based
something
it's
like that.
Because it's a residue.
What did someone say about painting a home that had been smoked in that you have to put like a special...
Yeah, you have to seal it.
What's it called?
Well, there's kills.
Kills. Okay. Yeah.
You can kill... Kills is like a varnish.
Uh-huh.
It's something that seals it in.
But she
Same
was
thing will happen with concrete. Like if you move into a house and, you know, they've let their dogs pee or poop on the concrete. Concrete's porous.
Yeah.
And it will, especially if it gets, like, moist again or something, you'll smell
it'll
it.
Come up.
You will have to seal the concrete.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you know, usually get it out. And this is if it's saturated.
Sure.
It's not like a dog accidentally
like one time.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just so much wanted to put up a Febreze warning again.
Like, Febreze.
Yes. And then I kept smelling it in the boat, you know, and Jerry's like, what is this? And I said, she has spilt that stuff someplace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I need to find it. And I did. I found it. And it's oily. So it's on like a piece of carpet. We're going to have to remove
the carpet.
Because it's oily.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm like.
Febreze is a completely, what do I want to say? You know, some famous podcast, some famous journalist did a whole story on
Febreze.
Why Febreze was even invented. It's a complete lifestyle product. It is something that, like, you can feel the idea that the story behind the product is you've cleaned, but what can you do to, like, really put the nail, hit the
Make
nail on
better.
The head and, like, feel like you've done something or – obviously, if you haven't cleaned and you want things to, like, feel clean, then you can spray this stuff that, like, the absence of odor they thought was not enough. And they could appeal to enough consumers who would like this finish spray routine. So, like, I'm just saying.
It's like potpourri-ing your life or something.
Yeah, it's not absolutely necessary. And, yeah, it can be a problem sometimes.
Well, and what I would say to someone if I had enough guts, like this previous boat owner is, you want to be able to smell mildew or mold. You want to be able to smell it. then you'll know something's wrong or something's happening or
that's
there's a leak.
Point. That's a great point.
I mean, I know, because that's what I was worried about when I first smelled it. I said, oh,
they're
man, are they trying to cover something up? You know, and then I took everything, like, upside down and inside out and couldn't find anything, you know.
Well, that's a really great point. No, I never would have said that to someone.
Okay, if it's clean, everybody, it doesn't smell.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you know it's clean, if it doesn't smell.
I don't even, like, you use fabric softener or, like, dryer sheets?
No, I use vinegar.
No, you use something when you do your laundry. I smell your laundry. I can smell it.
Oh, sometimes I do. It depends. Depends on what it is.
Well, I don't even like
but
those
But I use
things.
Non-perfumed laundry detergent.
Yeah.
I do not use fabric softener. I use vinegar.
Okay. So it's about 20 minutes into this episode, and we have not gotten to what we planned on. But
that's okay. We'll make this an episode.
That's okay. So you have it in our podcast notes, the stink of Febreze.
That's
so
right.
That's just...
Well, and, you know, let's not just go...
But that's I love the point about you want to smell mildew. Yeah, so what if you have, you know, an overly perfumed, I mean, you know, home, which is completely
right.
relative. I don't like scents at all. That's kind of extreme. But, like, if you have an overly perfumed home and then you don't smell it if, like, your cat does have an
accident
or
something. Right. Well, you don't smell mildew or mold or anything.
Love
I mean,
it.
It's not. Or gas backing up from the trap in your plumbing.
That would be
or,
a lot of Febreze.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I guess it's
I'm
possible.
Telling you, this
Anything's
was a lot.
Possible.
This was a lot. And then after we would be there, I would be okay when we were in that boat. But then it would be like an hour later, I would start sneezing. Mm. And I'm sure that's what it was.
Or your clothes would smell like it. Maybe we should just take a quick break and come back and talk about, I don't know, can you talk about getting deodorant out of garments? Can you talk about that for
well,
a little bit,
talk
Mom?
About it.
Okay. We'll be right back. CD, what's your favorite way to measure yourself?
With my Easy Check tape measure.
So tell me a little bit about this.
It's the only way to measure myself, I think.
Why is it so magical?
Well, because there's a slide on it.
Uh-huh.
You actually snap one end of the tape measure into the back of the slide, and then you fit it to the measurement, and then you can unsnap, and the slide remains on the place that you've measured.
So if you're trying to measure your arm.
Right.
Or your underbust.
Right.
Or your
or
thigh.
Your head.
Or your head. Oh, yeah. The head. Right. Definitely.
Well, and, you know, measuring yourself is one thing, but even measuring somebody else, what it does is it marks the spot, basically, where the measurement is. And so if I'm, and this happens to you, that you're measuring somebody and they start talking to you and you're like, was that 21 or 23? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And where with this, you know, the slide has marked it.
I also have heard feedback from customers who say, I am sending this to my daughter or, you know, so that she can measure my grandchildren.
That's
and it will
right.
be accurate.
Right.
Right.
Well, we've actually had trainers, too.
Yep.
That bought these, you know, for their customers or they themselves use it for their customers. Or it was a male trainer and a female client. He
right.
didn't have to put his hands on the person
right.
or whatever.
Also, this tape measure, when you use it with a snap, it's impossible to work from the wrong side.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you can't measure from the 60 end. You have to measure
from the zero end. Yes.
Right. Right. And I said 60, but, you know, it also has the millimeters on the other side, too. So
yeah.
you've got...
You have imperial. And you have metric,
right.
And so the Easy Check tape measure makes it very simple when you are trying to measure yourself and you just don't want to be fumbling around.
Well, and I think, you know, the thing is, don't order one, because if somebody sees it, a husband or
right?
a daughter or just a friend, I mean, honestly, at Christmas time, I would put this, like, in almost everybody's stocking stuffer. And I think it's a great thing to, like, send away to college with people, things like that. Where
Fabulous.
You want
yeah.
something measured.
Well, if you're interested in your own Easy Check tape measure, you can see a video on how it works at sewhere.com/tape measure. And you can check it out for yourself.
Sewing out loud.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
We're back. All right, this is great. I'm glad we went off on this tangent that is now a complete podcast, because I've been sharing deodorant with my husband, and I decided that, like, YOLO, I'm just gonna get on the Amazon app and order my own deodorant right now instead of keeping on with his. He uses a gel, and I just do not enjoy the gel. I'm sorry, it's not the best for your clothes, but I like the white, solid, you know.
Like a solid powder.
Antiperspirant, yes. Yeah. That
so
is a solid powder.
There's a difference between antiperspirant and deodorant.
That's right.
Okay?
Right.
So antiperspirant is exactly what it means, anti, against perspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what makes you smell is there's bacteria on your skin,
mm-hmm.
okay, and everybody has a different amount depending on when they last bathed, or and some people just have more than others, and some people sweat more than others, and some people hardly sweat at all. And so, you know, there's these variations. But what happens is when you perspire,
uh-huh.
you activate mm-hmm. the bacteria and it allows it to grow, and that's what you're smelling. And that gets in your clothes too.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what an antiperspirant is. A deodorant is like Febreze.
That's right. So
we
I guess
get like
here
in trouble.
No.
Febreze
we won't get in trouble,
okay.
Because I'm gonna say I actually do like. I'm wearing this Dove like shea butter stuff.
Yeah.
And I like caught a whiff of its beautiful scent, and I was like, okay, this is what I'll. This is the
you like that.
I can do this.
Well,
I can
people,
do this.
Yeah.
Scent.
Like I like the smell of almond.
Okay. And
know,
just a disclaimer before I get lots of emails. Since we have been in a pandemic for the last year, and I have had the chance to stay home so much, I have indeed tried almost every organic deodorant solution out there. One time I tried the charcoal powder, mm-hmm. and this was early on in Derek's and my relationship, and he was like, Mallory, it's not cutting it. And it wasn't, like, it was not cutting it. Okay, so I can't use that, or, I mean, I could.
Right.
You know, body odor isn't, like, bad. Mallory, personally, that's something I want to mask. So, can't do charcoal powder. I tried a no-plastic cardboard thing that's basically like a baking – it's a cardboard tube.
Uh-huh.
So, it's no plastic. This was in my big no-plastic effort. And it's baking soda suspended in waxy – stuff.
Right.
Right. Okay. And maybe I could have even made my own. That did not really do the trick either for me. And what else did I try? Oh, you know what I haven't tried, but that's really funny, and every time I read about it, is people say to just carry around a mini spray bottle of vodka.
Oh.
And
yeah.
Like spritz your armpits.
Would keep your arm.
So
armpit spritz.
Maybe, I mean, that sounds.
Oh, we could develop armpit spritz.
But like they acknowledge that you like have to keep doing it and
right,
doing it and
right.
doing it, and I'm like,
it cuts down the
yeah,
bacteria.
I am not like put together enough to carry around something.
Right.
That
well, and you know, yeah, I mean, like right.
Okay.
And do you have the opportunity to use it?
Right. Right.
Okay, so what?
Well, what I'm asking
yeah.
about, okay, why I'm bringing this up and telling y'all about my armpits. Oh, the other thing is, I don't enjoy shaving my armpits either. It really irritates my skin. And I do think that having underarm hair can contribute to me also needing nice smelling deodorant, if
well,
you know what I mean, right?
Hair holds Bacteria.
The bacteria and the moisture and everything. Okay. So, getting past that, I wear this white powdery deodorant that I just love and I don't want to live without. How do I deal with that in my clothing as I wear it? I wore it so much that people who watch the lives in the group are going to remember it, that kind of green easy tea with the little flowers on it, you know, that chartreuse yellowy green, acid green. And I wore it out. I mean, I've wore it out. And one of the things, though, is it started to get kind of worn under the armpits and the fabric was pilling. And that's from, like, my arms rubbing together, you know. But also, I would notice after I had, like, a sweaty day or something, they'd look darker and I could see the residue from the powdery deodorant. How should one treat their clothes in order to avoid build up and whatnot?
Well, the thing that I would use is Distain.
You know, okay.
The thing that, so you need to spray those armpits with some sort of pre-treatment. Now, here's the problem. Depending on what's in the deodorant, too, it may just discolor that fabric. And you may not be able to get that discoloration out.
Right.
Okay. So that all you know, there's a lot of things dependent there. What's in the deodorant? Did you perspire onto? So perspiration will also wear out your fabric.
Sure. Okay? Sure. Yeah.
So the deodorant will wear out your fabric and the perspiration will wear out your fabric. So, you know. Now, there's dress shields. Which is basically like a mini pad you put under your arm. And I used to do what I used to do. I'm thinking of this person. She's like, I just sweat so bad. Is I would take mini pads and I would stick them to the dress.
Right, right.
And this was in costuming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't do this to her personal clothes. But I would do it and then I would just rip them out. You know, because of course she, you know, she's changing and she's hot and she's sweaty.
Oh,
she's
sure.
Backstage.
Yeah.
So I would take literally, you know, mini pads. What do you call them?
Maxi pads. I mean, panty liners.
Panty liners. Right. Well, I put them in shoes too. Cause people's
feet would
sweat so bad. So I would just put those in the dress.
Right.
You know,
I have thought about something that's being marketed like to me. Are like a base layer. It's a crop top.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I'm like, okay.
But it's like a half shirt.
I don't think I can wear that under everything.
Right. Can you wear all those layers?
Am I going to also wear a bra? Like, I'm somebody who can take or leave a bra a lot of the time.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, well, do I just wear these crop tops all the time? Okay, but then all my shirts have to have a sleeve that go past the sleeve of the crop top?
I mean, what I'm really saying to you is you may not always be able to avoid it.
Well, I think what is important for me is sometimes I feel like I don't like to wash my clothes every single time after I wear them if I can stand it, other than like underwear. But I think maybe what I need to do with stuff like that is just rinse it out in the evening.
Yeah, you
know,
you
with
could
that
just,
Distain.
You
so
could.
Maybe keep that Distain in the bathroom.
Right.
High up, away from children.
Right. So Distain is something, and we've
It's on a magnet on your microphone right now.
It's on a magnet. So this is like a little solution we make up that I sort of came across and then tweaked it to what I liked. And it's one part water, one part non-sudsing ammonia, and one part liquid laundry detergent. I used to use Whisk because Whisk was one of the only liquids at the time. So I've been doing this for like 100 years, right? Using this. So now I just, you know.
You know what? I don't buy liquid laundry detergent anymore.
Well, I buy it just for that. I buy a small bottle of it.
Hey, I'm lying. I'm totally lying. I do. Now I do.
Right.
No, not dishwashing.
That's too sudsy. You need detergent. That's soap.
Yeah.
So this is detergent. And we put it in a spray bottle and we squirt the spot. I squirt this in all of our masks right now.
Man,
too.
I've just Jerome's been having all these nosebleeds and everything he's bled on, I do the Distain and it comes out.
Right.
And, but yeah, he's just been.
Yeah, I use it, you know. Jerry brings some masks. Some of them, I don't know how his face is even that dirty.
But
you know, and I mean, part of it is oil.
Well, he works like outside. And
well,
stuff,
right, oil sometimes. Or sweating so or what, you know. And you know, I squirt them and then I put them in a little laundry bag and then I wash them eventually.
Okay, so yeah, I need to like rinse out my clothes to get the basically powder residue.
Any
off there.
Whatever residue it
right,
is, right,
right.
So one thing that we have not talked about is the deodorant I use.
Oh, I was going to mention that in the list of things that I can't use.
Right.
Go ahead.
So,
ZD is not stinky
I
like
am
me.
Absolutely the opposite of Mallory. She's, maybe we're not really related.
No, because like you, it's not like mom sits around and doesn't do anything. She'll go out and she'll work all day and she'll sweat and she'll take an aerial class and stuff. And she just doesn't.
Well, I sweat under my boobs.
Yeah.
Much more than I sweat under my arms.
Uh-huh.
So there I use a powder usually.
Oh,
right?
You do?
I do.
I didn't know that about you. Thank you for sharing.
I do. I put it under my boobs. And I really like this stuff called monkey butt. That's what it's called.
Don't know about this
it
either.
It is called monkey butt. And I think people use it like on their butt or between their legs. Well, I use it under my boobs.
Mm, like a chafing
I think it is like cornstarch and talc together or something. Uh-huh. I'm not sure. But it's called monkey butt. And that's what it's called, monkey butt. And it's just like a talc powder or whatever.
Right.
So I put that under my boobs. Now, as a deodorant, and your dad and I both use this because he's not real sweaty either, okay? We just don't. I don't know what it is. But we use an alum crystal.
Yeah. So it's okay. Not a deodorant. It's just an antiperspirant.
It is only an antiperspirant. And the idea is that it sort of closes off the pores.
Right.
You know. So it is a crystal. And it's almost clear.
Right.
Right. And you just wet it and you swipe it on there. And that's that. Now, if you share that with somebody, what you can do is you can like rinse it real well. So you don't have their cooties on it.
Right.
But, you know, that's one of the big things. The kind we use is a little bit difficult to find sometimes. So at Christmas time.
Oh, you get it for each
other.
So
I
nice.
Give the little yeah. travel size. I order the travel size that I give, like, my husband, like, four of them so he can have them for his gym bag and everything.
So even if you are a person who doesn't wear an antiperspirant or deodorant, because
right.
I know there are people who don't and they just have, like, a lot of confidence that I do not possess.
Some people don't. It does not bother them.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so, but even if you are just like sweating on your clothes, yeah, your body oils, your sweat can also, you know, kind of eat away at those. And if you're
Your perspiration will damage clothes.
Yeah. So if you're trying to do that whole, you know, wear the merino wool dress for 100 days or something, mm-hmm. rinse out those armpits.
Or vodka.
Yeah. Well, but you got to rinse off that
residue. It really helps to rinse off. Well, right.
Yeah.
So the vodka will take care of bacteria if that's what you're worried about.
Yes.
But if there's a residue there, you really not only rinse, you've got to use some sort of, you know,
surfactant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
To get that oil off.
Exactly.
And just to bring it around, don't spray your stuff with Febreze in order to. If you're planning truly removing.
So here's the other issue with things like Febreze, and there's more than one product. I mean, there's several now that you know, is you are spraying a residue onto the fabric.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, that residue will start to hold an odor.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so, you know, well, the perfume may linger or be there, but it will also hold on to other
oily
so all,
stuff.
All
keeps
it's doing
dust.
Is covering it.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And oily oils. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like the Febreze, and they've got some of those ionizer cans that are like super misty too.
Oh, I don't know about those.
Yeah, it's like a it's like a room spray. Yeah, like like an aerosol. Yeah, where it's much less concentrated than like you know the. The spray bottle, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But even that, yeah, you start to get oily stuff and it'll keep dust. I'm talking like I keep some kind of immaculate house right now. I mean, I don't.
No, but you can smell what's wrong.
You can smell what's wrong. You sure can. Well, you know, I remember when Febreze came out. I feel like it was peak, like Mallory would get home from school before other people, and she would turn on the TV. Like, that's when Febreze came out.
Okay.
Yeah. For me.
So you were like 12 or
like,
something?
Yeah, it was
know.
Like 2000, 1999,
yeah.
Something like that. And I remember Febreze coming out, and they always show people spraying a pillow. And I'm like, people?
Yes.
It's hard?
Yeah.
Well, like, pillows are kind of hard to deal with, like, laundering wise, right? Okay.
No, they're not.
Well, I'm
just
saying.
I have always washed my pillows. And when people go,
I'm talking like, you know, couch pillows and stuff like that. Decorative pillows. Yeah, well, I watched those too. Your throw pillows. Okay. But no, I do see how people would like that. And then they'd always show the mom taking a pair of stinky socks out of the soccer player's bedroom, you know, and spraying her car.
They always spray the kids, you know, the teenager's room. Like,
Yes.
Well,
she'd spray her car after she took the kids to soccer practice or whatever,
and
right?
And we bought a camper. When was that? I don't remember. Long time ago. And the one that went on the truck camper.
Yeah.
And my husband came in and he says, this smells like something. He says, it's the plywood and I think it smells like mildew or something.
Uh-huh.
And I said, vodka. And he goes, really? I said, I'm telling you.
I fixed those vodka. People's porch, remember?
Yeah. And the vodka did it. I think we sprayed it twice and aired it, you know. Sprayed it, let it air out and dry, and sprayed it again.
No, I fixed those people's porch they moved into. I think it was a rental, and there was like a carpeted, screened-in porch in Missouri.
Which, of course, got damp and held the perfect medium for mold or mildew.
And she was so upset, too, because they like had a very new baby, and this was... like maybe that just amplified the alarm for her, you know. And I was like, oh, just like spray it with vodka. And as like a new to the friend group, these are like Derek's friends, and I'm like 10 years younger than everybody. And she's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, no, spray it with vodka. And then, she was texting us. She's like, Mallory's amazing. It's just wonderful. I sprayed the whole thing with vodka and it's gone. You know, I was like, well, you're going to have to do it again because it was like there must have been a half inch carpet pad under that carpet too.
Oh,
like
my gosh.
I could feel it.
So like
squish.
The foam and
Yeah, I was like, what is going on out here?
Sometimes you just need to throw the stuff away.
Well, and I don't think they could because it was a rental or
right.
Okay, so we gotta rinse out our clothes, people who are stinky. Yeah, you and Jerry, you know, you and Jerry just don't, you're not as stinky as me.
We don't perspire. We only glow.
I'm going to stop myself from, like, talking about this more because maybe people don't want to hear it. But I think people need to hear it because there are people out there who maybe are like you.
Well, everyone's different.
And they glow.
Right.
And there are people like me who are stinky. And there's probably people out there stinkier than me. So that's good to know. I know there are. Anyway, so ZD wrote in our little shared note for podcast topics, quote, the stink of Febreze. And I spoke with her and I said, that's not a whole podcast episode. Maybe we can pair it up with something else.
I think
and here,
maybe it could be.
Here
I
we
was,
are. We
okay,
did it,
I was
Mom.
Gonna say, I,
we
there's
did
something
it.
Else I really want to talk about in this podcast, and I'm having trouble remembering it.
I love you can smell what's wrong. I can't.
Yeah.
Just be proud of that. And if you think about it, maybe we can pop it in here because we're going to record another couple. Okay. She remembered. Okay. What were you going to say?
So I want to talk just a little bit about dry cleaning.
Cool.
And I came sort of upon this. And realize this, I was never a big dry cleaning person, okay? And I did a lot of at-home dry cleaning in the dryer. You know,
yeah, I still
you
think
can buy those kits.
I don't quite understand dry cleaning, and...
It puts a chemical on the clothing,
okay? Yeah, so, like, talk about it as much as you want.
So, the reason the kit you have the kit is you have this sheet, and it's permeated with some sort of chemical, don't ask me what, okay? And then... You know, you put it in a bag and you heat it up and that becomes, you know, steam becomes, you know.
This is the at-home, put it in your dryer
thing.
This is
the at-home, right.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know about cleaners and exactly how they do things, but they, you know, they do launder some things. Like they launder men's shirts.
Sure,
like,
they
or whatever,
do
you
actually
know.
Do laundry.
But, you know, many things are done with a dry cleaning fluid, and it's somehow aerosoled.
Yeah,
and then put put through the fabric of what it is. So that would be like your wools and maybe your silks.
But this is so that you don't have to put it in a vat of water and agitate
right.
it. Right.
Okay. Right. So, I had noticed this actually on a dress that we bought Hillary to play the cello in. So it was a vintage. Dress. I did not know the fabric, but it was off the shoulder of this black dress. She had it black because she was in the St. Louis Children's Symphony. You know, we bought this dress and I kept doing the at home dry cleaner thing. Now, the reason, okay, I did that home dry cleaner thing was I didn't like the idea of they will take your clothes and put them in a vat with other people's clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that didn't, I didn't like that. Okay. I was like, I don't know whose cooties I'm getting back.
I don't know. If somebody else did my laundry, I don't care where they put it.
Well, I don't know why I didn't like that, but it bothered me. Okay. And I had been doing at home laundry stuff.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
So anyway, it just wasn't getting this smell out. And I just
was it secondhand or was
yes.
it?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. It was from a vintage store. Like
I couldn't tell if it was.
No, no. It's from a resale shop.
Okay. You know, you can get new clothes that like smell weird too.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
But that's something different.
That's different.
That's
yes.
probably a.
Like off-gassing kind of.
Well, it's not only off-gassing. Sometimes it is pesticide.
Right. 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 I was just. Anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
Anyway, this was an old garment. From a resale shop. And if you notice, all resale shops kind of smell the same.
Yeah.
Or they have this one odor. And what it is it's a dry cleaning chemical mm-hmm. you're smelling, okay? Because they don't know the fabric content. They don't know what
right.
this is. So they put them through, you know, dry cleaning. So finally she said, I can't stand the smell. And I said, it does smell. I don't know what to do. And that's when I took the dress and put it in the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
And I washed it.
Right.
Okay? And honestly, I don't think it was from the dye. I don't know. I think it might have been the chemical, but orange came out of it.
Oh.
Like, you know, it didn't look like it was like from the black dye
yes,
of the dress.
Yes.
But, you know, and I kept rinsing and all this orange kept coming out. And I was like, maybe the dress is going to turn gray. I've ruined it, but we couldn't wear it anyway.
Right, right.
Because we needed a black dress. And finally, it stopped, you know. Rinsing orange,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it went away.
Hmm.
And I believe that was dry cleaning over and over
too much
and over again.
Dry
that
cleaning.
Stayed in,
yeah.
right, the fibers. So, you know, when you say you try not to dry clean things a lot or wash them a lot, I think there's something about that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want those chemicals to hang in there.
The lens I'm coming at that through is sort of a sustainability lens for
I
two yeah
right.
for two reasons mm-hmm. right, so like not washing as many, like not using as much water washing the clothes
right.
and then also washing your clothes too can wear them out.
It does.
You know,
it wears them out
a little bit, but then again here we are talking about how leaving sweat on your clothes can, you know,
right.
wear them out too. So anyway, that's kind of where I was coming from with that. And but that's really interesting. I especially if the color stayed the same, why wouldn't it have been?
But
some kind Was it like a velvet?
It was like a velvet and a gabardine.
Okay.
There was more than one fabric. We still have the dress.
I thought we did. That's why I was
there was more than one fabric. So I think it was like a velveteen. I think it might have been a cotton velvet is
mm-hmm.
what they used to call it, velveteen. But it was like, I have no idea what this is made out of. I had no way to figure it out.
Can't
my
do the burn test. Yeah.
Well, I could have, you know, cut down a seam or something, but I really didn't want to. But
oh, my God. That's going to be so great for our burn test episode.
So I washed it. I washed it in the bathtub. I eventually washed it with shampoo after the color stopped. You know, I got all the orange out of the rinse cycle, but I laid it in the tub, took the shower head, and just kept rinsing it because I think we talked about this before. I had read that's what they do with restoring garments,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
They put them on like this table, and I can't remember what they call it, but the table just has like a thin layer of water, and that just keeps running through the garment.
Yeah,
and you know
they have a special shallow dress bathtub,
right? Because they don't know what
right.
these fabrics are either, and a lot of times they're combinations of things, or they have adornments
sure.
or whatever on them, embellishments that you know they're worried about. So I was like, I'm going for it. And then after that, I use shampoo. The reason I use shampoo
mm-hmm.
is, and no fancy shampoo. This is like cheap, you know.
White Rain.
Dollar a bottle. White Rain, VO5, baby shampoo, Suave. Is
Suave.
That the name
yeah.
of it? But, you know, dollar a bottle shampoo. And I hit the high spots, which were, you know, basically the armpits.
Underarms, yeah.
Right. And, you know, a little heavy with it. let it soak for a while, and then rinsed it out. Because shampoo cuts body oil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's generally what you're dealing with in most garments.
That's what you always say to do when you're washing out your swimsuit.
Right.
Shampoo.
Right.
Just a little shampoo. Okay, well, I'm glad you remembered. So, ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.